3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Zachary Reality. I am your host, Zachary Reality, and we are here for our weekly Traders After Show. We're going to be talking all about episode 7. We have Connor back. What's up, Connor?
Hello, how are you?
Good. I'm excited to get into it with you and hear your thoughts.
Me too, yes.
And we have Queen Abby Maria in the house from Survivor Philippines and Game Changers.
Hi, everybody.
What's up, Abby? How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm so excited to be here with you guys today to talk about what an epic episode.
I know. You thought it was epic? I thought it was a little bit of a boring episode compared to the other ones.
I loved it.
See, I thought the same thing about this being, I think this is the most boring episode out of all of them so far. This is, I think, my least favorite one.
Yeah, I just felt like no one was eliminated.
Yeah.
Well,
or murdered.
Queen Sandra had her moment and she schooled everybody with her mastermind class. For me, as a Survivor player, that was epic.
That was probably the best part of the episode, I would say. When I saw Sandra taking those pool cues and balls and just moving them around and schooling everyone there about what gameplay actually looks like. That as a Survivor fan, that was insane to watch, and I loved it.
I was screaming, and I love that she brought Survivor strategy to traders. Numbers, I mean, genius. It was awesome. Schooling all the housewives, oh my gosh, Kate's reaction. Kate usually hates everything, and everything for her is annoying, and everything sucks. She was actually, like, engaged. She was like, oh my God. Oh, wow. And she's, like, now besties with Sandra on social media? I'm dying for it. I love it. As a Survivor player, I'm like, oh, my God, we're schooling the housewives. Genius.
The housewives are definitely in the minority here, but Phaedra does have a lot of control. I also loved that moment with Sandra with the pool table, and it kind of put things into perspective because there's this new alliance of 5. And I'm like, they're really trying to play Survivor here because there's now 7 people on the other side, right? So, Abby, which alliance are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for the leftovers. Are you kidding me? I think they're being way smarter. They're outsmarting the faithfuls of the faithfuls, right? They're outsmarting Peter and his posse. I think that what we don't see, and I actually had a conversation with Sandra this morning because we're friends, is that she, like, everybody is aware in the Leftovers Alliance that Phaedra's name and Poverty's name keep on, coming up. Mm-hmm. So the strategy here is, like, let's keep our enemies closer because at the end, what can happen at the end can be, like, what, 4 people at the end, right?
Yeah.
So they have to keep the majority.
Yeah. Oh, Abby just popped out. But
she was brilliant.
Yeah, it was. I think that there's the alliance of 5, right? And then there's the alliance of 7. So even if they think Parvati or Phaedra is a traitor, they can break up the alliance of 5. And then they'll still have the numbers potentially later. So we'll see what happens. Connor, what is your take on the alliance of 5 and how they won't let anyone in the room? Bad move, right?
It's such bad gameplay. It's horrible. You know how off-putting that would be? I just think if I was there and I got the door slammed in my face by Peter the Bachelor like 5 different times, I'd be pretty pissed. So I think that that's horrible gameplay. And I think Parvati even said it maybe in last week's episode of how it's really bad gameplay. She called it out herself and they're not listening. And clearly those in the Faithfuls of the Faithfuls Alliance have never played a strategic game before. This is new to them. And it's hard to watch a little bit, but it does make for good television to see the other group get a little pissed off. So,
I mean, kudos for Peter. I mean, we gotta kudos for Peter. I mean, yeah. I really don't know much about him, but I did a little bit of scrolling yesterday and he's like the non-commutal bachelor. So he clearly has issues commuting with anything. Mm-hmm. And then if you're going to just be non-commutal to the witch of the witches, of the main witches, of the witch kingdom, come on. Come on. I mean, kudos for Peter, but I don't know.
Well, yeah, that wasn't a good move for Peter. He's like blocking people out. He's not letting them come in like the conversation. So it's just like, that's not a good way to like make friends. You're not like, they're being clicky now. I feel like the Alliance
Very
of Five.
Clicky, not good at all.
Was it ever like that on Survivor with alliances where you felt like people were so clicky?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Did you watch Second Chances, Pandang, like the first few episodes? I was ostracized. Everybody was laughing at me and I was sitting at the beach and I'm like, well, literally my life is freaking over here. And then Terry saved my life. And then something terrible happened.
We have a picture of you here, Abby.
Wow, it's so hot. Oh, hey there. I look like the predatory headband, right?
My yes.
Predatory bikini.
So Abby, what is your advice for someone who is playing one of these games and is ostracized and is not in the clique or is not in the alliance? What is the move? How do you get out of that?
Build the leftovers alliance. What Sandra's doing right now, my advice would be find the cracks. In Survivor lingo, we say find the cracks. There to work with the minority. You got to build the numbers, you know? It's all about balance. Mm-hmm. It's all about balance. The traitor, survivor, I think that the formula is pretty similar. You just have to find the people. I mean, you got to be so observant. You got to be so aware. You got to be paying attention to everything. That's why I think that if I would ever have the opportunity of playing the traitors, I think I would be a great faithful or a great traitor. Because first of all, as a traitor, I definitely do work so well under pressure. And mm-hmm. as a faithful, I sniff bullshit a freaking mile away. Come on now, guys. You know that.
I'm a good, for sure. Connor, go.
Yeah, so so speaking of you being on the Traders, Abby, I don't really tune into too many lives on Instagram, but I don't know what caused me to go on to Sandra's live last night that she had. And she was talking about potential cast members for season 3 of The Traitors. She listed a few names, but the second name that she listed, she first listed Jerry Manthe. The second name was yours. She said, Abby. She said she would love to see you. Yes, she dropped your name, and I knew we were going to have the conversation today. So my question for you is, you just talked about like the differences in how you play between faithfuls and traitors. Which one would you rather prefer, though? You know, we've seen you in like Survivor play, you know, have that sort of villain arc a lot of times. Mm-hmm. But do you think that would you have that same strategy if you were on the traitors?
Well, even though I just said that I could work really well as a faithful, as a traitor, let's not bullshit around here. You guys know I would be a great freaking traitor, right?
Of course. Of course. Yes. You have to be a traitor. You would have to be.
But I feel like you would be so outspoken at the round table and like you could get yourself into some drama and trouble, which will work for you in the game anyway.
I think so, because the faithfuls, they are the ones that have to be proving themselves constantly, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys have been watching International Traders.
Not yet.
Okay. So you guys got to get on with UK season 2.
That's the best one.
And then we're going to have a whole nother podcast about it.
Okay.
And pay attention to Harry. I mean,
I've heard good things about UK season 2. So now
it's like,
yeah,
great.
So I want to play a little game. I want to play.
Where did you guys go?
Abby, you keep popping in and out. So just like, don't even worry about it. You always
maybe
come back.
I'm already in the castle.
Yeah. So we're going to play a little game of which 3 survivors or if you want to just name someone from another show that you think would be good that you want to see on next season of The Traitors, because season 3 has been renewed. So I'll go first to give you guys a second to think. This question did come up a lot this week at the press day. You know, the cast is talking about it. A lot of things are up on Twitter because season 3 is happening. So a lot of people are wondering who's going to come and who they're going to put together. I would like to see from Survivor, John Cochran. I want to see Andrea Belkey.
Okay.
And I want to see Abby Maria.
Oh, thank you. I was going to be like, babe, you better say my name.
I was waiting. Okay, who wants to go next?
You leave the best for last.
Exactly.
Okay. Good.
I can go. I think number one, I think he was supposed to be on season two. And I think this was leaked before. And I was so excited to see Boston Rob on season two. And I would love to see Boston Rob on season three. I think he would crush this game. Number two, I would love to see Sugar. I think Sugar would be a good. I think Sugar would be so much fun to watch.
Sugar would be great too. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. And third, this is, I would probably say, I think this might be a little controversial, but I'd love to see like Richard Hatch, someone from like OG season one Survivor. Like
that sounds actually awesome.
I think Richard Hatch, seeing him play this game would be so cool. So I'm going to say him.
Okay.
All right. Well, I would go with Tony Vaclos.
Yes.
Team TV. I think him being a cop, oh my God, trying to sniff out the traitors, I think he would be a great faithful, and I think he would be amazing television.
Yes.
Moi.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. And then we could go with Kelly Wentworth. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
We could do like a little Witch Coven's Alliance.
Yeah.
2.0 at a castle. Yeah.
Bringing second chance, bringing second chance vibes back to the traders.
Right with Tony there, I think we could have a lot of fun together. And I would definitely want to like mingle with everybody because I'm sure they would be putting like some epic people there. So let's see, you guys can make it happen. Just keep on knocking on their doors and be like, "Where is Miss Brazilian Dragon?
We need to see Miss Brazilian." I mean, I think they really do listen to the fans and the viewers, and Kelly has definitely been a popular name too, but with having Sandra and Parvati on this season, like they had so much hype on social media before, so it just made sense to put them on at the same time, and they actually really got along the whole time, and they Sandra and Parvati actually like they were able to work together, and like it did not matter that they were like had the Queen of Survivor beef before because they worked so well together on Traitors. So I think, what is that like to see, Abby? Or were you kind of surprised?
No, I love it. I think they're mature women. They're lifting each other up. I love it. They're like, you know, we're here. We mean business. We're the gamers already. We're supposedly the masterminds. Let's work together. You know, and as far as Parvati goes, I mean, I think she's playing a Parvati game, big game. She always takes risks. That's why she's a huge Survivor winner and player, just like Sandra. So calculative. She's waiting for the right moment to make her mark. And I mean, what can I say? Survivors know best.
Seriously, you're right though, because I was very worried for Parvati going into last night's episode because I just felt like she was on her last string. You know, she was very close to Dan. I did kind of want to ask her about like, I didn't get to, but like what her, like if the alliance is similar with Dan as it was with like Russell, you know, how she like always has that like that main guy. Yeah. But I think that you're right. Like she does take risks and she like actually knows how to like get out of it. And like, I've been talking to people about like Parvati's gameplay and like, it seems like a lot of people are like thinking she could go home soon, or they're like, no, do never underestimate Parvati.
Don't ever, ever underestimate Queen P. Hell no. She's like Queen P. We've watched her. We've learned from her. She's Miss, you know, Queen, Spider, Black Widow.
All of it.
Yeah. We're rooting for her. She has more tricks under her sleeves.
I know. Connor, what is your take on Parvati's feud with Peter?
I think that Parvati's feud is... I go back and forth with it. I think on one end, it's great to see just Peter, someone challenging Parvati. I think that's where she does her best work. When she has her back against the wall, we've seen it in every single season that she's played in Survivor. Heroes versus Villains comes to mind first. They wanted to target her day one on that beach. And I think that it just puts her in the best position in this game. So I would love to see that feud come to the round table in the next episode. I'd love to see, like, as much as I'd love to see Peter get murdered by Parvati and Phaedra.
I know
that hurts to hear. I would love to see them just battle it out at the round table and Peter get banished. I think that would just be just the icing on the cake of the season.
Yeah.
Seeing it build up now, I think we need to see a Parvati versus Peter at the round table and then just have him go at it. So
PPP, Parvati, Peter,
Phaedra.
Will Phaedra protect her?
They do not seem like they want to work together. Parvati and Phaedra, like, I feel like Parvati would rather be a traitor with Sandra. That would have been so iconic.
I was just going to say that. Why? Like, I understand recruiting Peter to be a traitor was the right game move, but I would have totally loved to see Sandra as a traitor. I think that would have been amazing television, as Survivor lovers as all three of us are. That would have been so fun to watch. The two of them.
So fun to watch. But Parvati did what Parvati does.
Yeah.
She had to pick him. And you're like, she wants to burn the house down. I mean, that's what she's gonna do.
So then let's talk about Peter's decision. So I was shocked that he turned down the offer. And you know, you guys know I interviewed him the other day, and before I watched the episode, and I literally was like, I think you're going to accept it, and I think that you're going to still go for Parvati, and then you and Phaedra are going to be in control. And I was so shocked watching it and seeing that he turned it down. So what do you guys think about him deciding not to do it? Connor, go first.
When I took your poll, I said that he was going to deny it, and then when he denied it yesterday, I was just like, I am so good at reading people. I was tooting my own horn.
I'm so off. I'm always off.
I thought he for sure was going to do it, because I think you sign your own death certificate when you don't accept that, because they're going to go after him. And I think I personally think he made the wrong choice, but you know, we'll see what happens.
He's saving the faithfuls. He's being the Peter Pan of the peasants of the castle. Come on.
They're called the Peter Pals. But he said reason he decided to stay as a faithful, and he explained his reasoning, which I think made more sense, is that because he was so loyal to Bergie and to Trishel, and he gave his word, and he just really wanted to play with those people and ride it out with them till the end. So I respect his decision, and I think he could still go far, but I also think he's fucked the second Parvati gets in that turbot thingy. If he can't get her out at the round table, then she is done with him. Like, she's done.
I understand where he's coming
he's dead
from.
To her.
I understand where he's coming from, but that's not how you win this game. You know, like, you can have, like, I just feel like it's a game where you can't really play in alliances or have these heavy alliances. It's more of like voting block strategies and things like that, that maybe will get you far. But having this commanding presence with the faithfuls, I feel like that's not a good game strategy, in my opinion. I feel like you have to play for yourself at the end of the day.
You are completely right, Connor. I totally agree with you with the whole voting block. That's what intuitively has been coming to my head constantly when I'm watching it. I'm like, oh man, second chances voting blocks is perfect for how this game is going. And I think that Sandra has seen, I think she has the view, the vision. Yeah. And I think that I cannot wait.
I know. And I don't know what's going to happen, because there is going to be like 5 episodes left. So a lot can happen, because like every episode, I'm just like shocked. I'm so bad at predicting things, I think, sometimes. I'm like, some of the times I'm off.
I mean, they're going to have to recruit another traitor, right? I mean, I'm expecting another traitor to come. Who do you think they would be recruiting, guys?
So I know who they're going to recruit.
Oh, you do?
Because I got sent the next episode, but I haven't watched it yet, but I just saw.
God, I'm sitting
so up. I'm not going to say.
Okay.
Obviously I'm not
You're
allowed
so
to say.
Sneaky.
But I also don't know if this person's going to accept it or not, because I haven't watched it, but I saw who they picked. So I won't say, I'm not allowed, but you guys can guess.
Okay. Right. I'll go first. I think the smart move would be to pick someone for Parvati or Phaedra, would be to pick someone that has more heat on them. I know that CT has been like questioned in the past about if he was a traitor or not. So I think that would be not a bad gameplay for Parvati. For Phaedra, I think we see her and CT holding hands during challenges and stuff like that. She loves the guys. So I think that would be a good option. Or selfishly, I would love to see Sandra, because I just want to see Sandra as a traitor. So CT or Sandra would be my two guesses.
I selfishly, as you, Connor, would love to see Sandra. I think she would be a great trader. And I'm thinking about everyone that's still in the house. We still have 12 people. That's a lot of people for 5 episodes. So that I'm sure there's a lot that's going to happen. I'll stick with Sandra.
Okay. Well, time will tell.
Now cliffhanger.
We're on the edge of our seats now. We can't
wait. I'm sitting down.
I know. I can't wait to see. I'm just like, and there's going to be a reunion coming up, which will be really exciting to watch. I am curious, Abby, your opinion on Phaedra. She is a main character on the show. She's hilarious. She's from Housewives. What do you think of her as a traitor and her personality?
I love Phaedra. Are you kidding me? The moment this season started, I started texting Sandra and I'm like, Sandra, you know, I love you, but oh my God, Phaedra. It took me a while to be able to say Phaedra, and thanks for correcting me. And everybody has been correcting me because I couldn't say her name, but Phaedra. Phaedra is queen. Phaedra is life. When I die, can you please embalm me? Phaedra.
And Phaedra, I think, has the most iconic moment of the season, which is Lord Not Ekansu.
Lord Not Ekansu. I just so many moments. We're at the boiled eggs. Yesterday, too, she did something else, and I was just like, oh, my God, she didn't. Like, oh my God. And then when they were being, like, eaten by the net, I love that.
That was scary and messed up that they put them in the net with the leaves. That was way too scary for me.
That was insane. And it moved so quick. I was like, holy shit. Like, what the hell? Like, that was crazy.
She's like, you guys can take me out of here now. That's enough. I was just like, oh, my God, I'm in love with her.
So Jess is in the live chat. She says, Phaedra is everything. She is awesome as a traitor. The only traitor I like.
Ooh. Hot take of this with this group of people here, I think.
Celeste says, Phaedra is the it woman.
She really is. I see a lot of people going in. I love this.
Parvati is an entertaining traitor.
She's a great storyteller. I'll tell you that. I mean, the way Poverty has been describing what's going on in that castle. I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel it. She's amazing.
And her fashion is insane this season with her headbands. So she said that she was channeling like a Blair Waldorf and that she really wanted to play a character. So she worked with a stylist and got a bunch of looks together before the show. So she like really prepped for this.
XO. I love it. She totally is. I love that show. What's the name of the show again? Is it me?
It's Gossip Girl.
Sex in the
Gossip
City.
Gossip Girl. Oh, okay. Gossip Girl. Yes, I love Gossip Girl. It's like she's totally channeling that. I would absolutely be working with a stylist too if I ever get cast on the show. I mean, you have to.
We're manifesting. Yeah. When you get casted, Abby, we're manifesting.
Let's manifest. Exactly. You know, I'm also a Reiki healer, so I manifest things, and with the help of you guys, let's manifest together.
Yes, Abby Maria on season 3 of The Traitors, we're speaking it out in existence.
Manifesting works.
Manifesting works.
Yeah,
it does.
Let's switch gears a little bit. I kind of wanted to talk about CT and Trishel and that whole situation. So I thought it was weird how they canceled the roundtable this week and instead they did a fire challenge. So Sandra and Kevin had the shield and then basically everyone picked one person to save until there was 5 people left. Abby, what did you think of this twist?
Very Survivor-esque. I love how he was lighting torches, switching torches. I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I am back on Second Chances again when we did that night challenge.
Yeah.
Totally had Survivor vibes. Love it. And then what else is the question? Oh, okay. Trishel and CT moment. I think Trishel took it personal. I think she took extremely personal and CT's playing
a good game.
Problem that happens when you are on a different reality TV show where you played with other people and then you get there and you're like, oh, they're going to be having my back. But CT's playing, like, one person wins the whole, I mean, unless you're faithful. So, yeah, I think I would want to be a traitor. I want $250,000. Fuck that.
Connor, what did you think?
$25,000 after you pay taxes.
Oh, I know. Sorry.
I So I agree with Abby. I loved the like the whole scene with the torches. It was giving tribal council vibes. I honestly wish someone was banished and someone went home. I think it would have been really cool to do a banishment outside, like in that whole torch environment. Yeah. That's my only critique. I wish someone went home this episode. Or was
murdered. I know, that's what the internet has been saying. Like yeah. the social media community has been like, we want to see people suffer.
I know, but I think that it's just like the middle of the season, so maybe they just like wanted to save everybody. They do that on Survivor too, where they'll save everybody. And also, there's been like sometimes two people going home per episode, and maybe even three out during one episode. So I think the game will move along because there's only 12 people left. So I feel like we're really down to the not a lot of people. Yeah,
down to the wire for sure. Yeah. Who do you guys think is winning the whole thing?
I just have no idea.
I think the Faithfuls might pull it out. I have a really bad feeling that Peter's pals in this whole group is going to find a way to like either recruit one of the housewives or recruit like some of the Bravo people into their group, perhaps.
I think Peter's pals are fucked. I think Trishelle is next, and I think Peter's next too.
I don't know. I mean, like, it depends. You have to consider, though, like, all of the people, like, the whole aspect of shields, if they still have two shields in play every single time and the numbers keep dwindling and those people keep getting the shields, who's going to be left to banish or who's going to be left to murder? So, like, that's a different dynamic to this game that we just simply don't know how that's going to play out. That's the only caveat to my answer of why I say that with the shields, because like I think that might come into play, because why are we seeing it so much now? So I don't know. Right. That's just my thought. Something with the shields I think is going to happen.
Yeah. Totally, for sure. No, I agree with you. Yeah, something bound to happen with the shields. Yeah. And then we know that, you know, there will be another traitor recruited. Yeah, murders are coming. They're coming, for sure.
I think it'll be so interesting to see a traitor recruited and to see someone else in that role, because it, you know, I think it's time. And I don't know if Parvati and Phaedra are going to be able to do it together, the two of them, but I have literally no idea. I also don't know what happens if the Faithfuls win and how that will play out, because I haven't seen the UK or Australia seasons. So it would be my first time seeing how the end of the show would work with the rules and like how that kind of would get exposed, you know? Right.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think like I would love to see the traitors win. Selfishly, I don't know. I think it's just the best TV to watch is when you just deceive all those people. Like even last season on season one, where Ceree took everything, and the last two Faithfuls were just so distraught. It was hard to watch because you could visibly see that they took it so personally, and Ceree was like, "It's just a game. I don't really care." But those two were so devastated. So seeing that reaction again with traitors winning this season, I think it just makes for the best TV. So I would like to see that outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm rooting for a traitor to win as well.
Me too. But one thing I remember about last year, because I actually rewatched season one, is that I felt like Andy and Quentin weren't like realizing that like the game was still playing because there was a traitor left. And I felt like they were almost naive to like how the rules of like how it ended, because the show would have just ended if there was all Faithfuls. You know, like I just felt like.
Yeah. I mean, you have to keep in mind too, like I, to my knowledge, they were just regular. They weren't reality stars at all. Like they were just regular people that showed up for the game and probably had, you know, a lack of knowledge in terms of being on a reality show. Mm-hmm. Unlike Ceree, who's like one of the best players of Survivor to never
right.
win.
And, right.
You know,
yeah.
She just schooled them, you know?
That's she just came that's with a resume. Yeah. 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 When you come into a game show cold turkey, you're bound to make a lot of mistakes. I mean, watch Survivor Philippines, you guys. It was cold turkey. I made a lot of mistakes.
Oh, my God.
And I think that, what was I going to say?
It's okay.
I forgot, but I had such a good point.
My mind is racing about Survivor Philippines now and how I might need to do a rewatch of that season.
You have to.
It's a good season.
Oh my God.
Are you still friends with anyone from your season?
Yeah. I mean, we're very polite with each other. funny enough, Denise and I have a great relationship. Who else from Survivor flew? I've seen Carter. I saw
Denise. Oh my God! Yes, Denise.
Yeah, Denise. She's so-
no, I'm taken aback because the whole because your jury speech.
Right? Yeah. No, like her. I mean, I knew she, I have great intuition. I say I'm a witch is not for nothing. I know. Mm-hmm. I knew she was gonna win the moment that I saw her on Ponderosa before the game started. I knew she was gonna be what was going to be in front of me when she was gonna be the shield of my victory. Mm. I knew it. Just like I had a dream before I found that idol at the beach, the one that was the cover of the rock. I had a dream the night before that my dream was that thing kept on banging on my head. And I'm like looking for that idol. I'm like, I had a dream. Let me see if it's this thing. And it was. I'm psychic. I'm telling you, I knew Denise was gonna win.
Yeah.
But I had to play the game, so I had to do what I had to do because I was doing my job on Survivor Philippines because I was there, like, I'm getting the job done. I had just watched Poverty. I had just watched Sandra. I'm like, everybody else is dead to me. It's my game. I'm here to win. And then, you know, I tore my ACL, and then she happened. I felt like I was Cinderella on an island filled with peasants. So, yeah, you know, sometimes things don't go the way you plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was the better season for you to play? Second Chance or Philippines? You made it further in Philippines, but...
Well, actually, no. I made the same amount of days. Is that Second Chance
really?
Had more people. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like, Philippines, we had 18, and Second Chances, we had 20.
Okay.
So I made 72 days total, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't even realize that.
I just remembered what I was going to say. What I was going to say is... For season three, do you guys want to see all new people, or do you want to see 10 and 10, like a fans versus favorites, or do you want to see all reality stars?
That's literally what. Are we talking about traitors?
Yes, for traitors. It took me that long to remember that.
That was the question.
Yes, that was it.
From last night, honey.
Oh my God! Yes.
What a night!
I think we need to see. I personally don't think the format, it's boring to see like half, like not non-reality stars and half reality stars. Like, I think we need to see a cast of all reality stars. Like, this season is gold with the casting. Like, the cast makes this season for sure. So I think if we could replicate the same model of casting, it needs to be like done in the same way. So.
Yeah, I agree with you, Connor. I think we need to bring big personalities, unpredictable people to mess things around that castle to make it fun. I want to be seeing, you know, because I watch TV as the audience, as a fan too. I want to be like screaming to my television. I want to be talking about that person on social media. Like, I want to be coming to Zach Reality Podcast and be like, oh my God, let's talk about Venus.
I think I want to see all new people, maybe like a separate season, and then definitely all reality stars. But I'm also a fan of fans versus favorites on Survivor and with Traitors last year. So I'm honestly down for whatever. I just think there's so many iconic reality stars that like it's so easy to cast this show.
Yeah. But I think what makes this show great is and unique is that it's blending so many different reality universes together into one.
Yeah.
So that's why I like that idea of having like a separate Traitors of just all new people, and then maybe adding like a fans versus favorites through that, if that ever comes through. But I think the beauty with Traitors and what like Peacock has done so well is blending all these communities together. I'm not a Housewives fan, but like I know about Phaedra and Sheree and Tamra and all these Housewives that I never had on the radar. But like I knew everything about Survivor, Big Brother, you know, all the CBS shows beforehand. So it's like it's cool for me as a fan to see all these communities blended. So I think that's what Peacock and the Traitors is doing really well right now.
I know all about Larsa because my boyfriend is a huge basketball fan.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Larsa Pippen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scottie Pippen.
And you know how I know Larsa from watching her on the Kardashians, but I also
that's right.
I do watch Real Housewives of Miami, and she's a firecracker on that show. I'm not surprised that she went home early. I think a lot of the really big personalities go home early when you talk too loudly at the round table. So Abby, I did want to ask, how would you approach the round table? And how do you think it would be different than a tribal council?
Well, I was very poked at tribal councils. I didn't want to be standing out so much. And like I've said so many times when I come on those shows, I come with the best of intentions. I don't want to be the loudest one. I want to take the Sandra approach to those round tables. If somebody attacks me, I will, you know, I will yell at you too. But I'm going to try and just pass the potato. If the potato's in my lap, just get off my case, like Poverty, like Larson Poverty in the beginning. Like Larson went, whoa, straight into Poverty. And she's like, can you take this hot potato and put it on someone else's lap? I think that that's a good approach. You know, like the hot potato game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Connor?
Wait, what do you want me, what's the question again?
No, I want.
How would you approach?
How would you approach being?
Oh, you're asking me. I thought that was just for Abby.
Well, I'm going to ask you as well because we, Abby, me and Connor played traitors. We did the experience.
Oh,
And Connor was not good at the round table because he was getting so defensive.
I think also to my defense,
we had
I can see Rivette there holding some wine. I think I had a few too many glasses of champagne and wine before, so I was. A little under the influence from that, but
it. You sound like Neil Sequester. Did you guys watch Neil Sequester? I was so wasted.
So I was so drunk when we did this round table because
were you?
I felt drunk in the moment, and because I think just a lot of that emotions and energy was bottling up from that. So I was super defensive because everyone was coming for me. I was a faithful, and people were like, "You're the traitor." And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm not the fucking traitor. There's no way. And I said, you're going to look so dumb if you banish me. And I was way too defensive. Zach is totally right. And I got eliminated from that. And
that's how I was able to win, Abby, as the traitor, because I stayed quiet and I let everyone blame Connor. And then I voted for Connor.
But usually, like, if I were to play the traitors, though, going back to it, I would try to play a cool, calm, and collected game. I think when you show your hand and you show your emotions too much, that's what gets you in trouble. And I think that's what Parvati, tying her game back into it, she's so level-headed in so many different ways, like, of her game. Like, she has her emotions in her confessionals that you see, but she has her, like, she has her shit together, it seems like.
You're talking about Sandra.
I'm talking about Parvati and Sandra.
Parvati and Sandra, you can say both of them, though. You can say the same thing about both of them.
You can, yeah, because they've been in these situations before, and they know that if you get too loud or you're the loudest person in the room sometimes, you're putting a target on your back. So that's what I did in our little mini trainer simulation. So I wouldn't do that again.
I definitely would love to take that approach, you know, and be more coy and wait for the right time to, you know, spill the poison. But who knows? Like, who knows what kind of people they're going to be putting you out there with? And I don't want to be talking a lot of strategy. I don't know who's listening to this. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I who knows?
It seems like where the traders have been going wrong is that they're not framing enough people and they're just sitting back too much. And I think that because this is season two, everyone's kind of learned things from season one.
Right.
And Dan was definitely, that's why he ended up going home, because he didn't give any names.
Right, you gotta give some names out, okay.
And he just didn't, Janelle said that he didn't plant the seed early enough for Phaedra. And he was too loyal to Parvati because he could have tried to get her out. But it was like, he didn't give any names. So you have to be really comfortable lying to be a traitor.
He's still under Parvati spell. Are you still under Parvati spell? You just met her yesterday.
I loved meeting Parvati. I'm definitely like, I will always love Parvati and her gameplay.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's so iconic. You know, she is my favorite Survivor player of all time. Right. Like, she is. Yeah. And I loved meeting her yesterday and interviewing her. She gave me a lot of great content. She was generous with her answers. And, you know, I just felt like it was, like, professional and cool. And, like, I had a lot of things to ask. And it was just, like, crazy to, like, interview Parvati and Sandra just because I literally grew up watching them. Like, it was just
so
weird.
I know. I wanted to ask you, that moment for you, that was a moment that was manifested, right? Because you had no idea when you were a child that you were going to have that awesome moment. I'm so happy for you. I love that for you.
It was definitely manifested, the whole experience, interviewing everybody. And we got so many people yesterday. So I got Pilot Pete, Ekansu, CT, Bergie, Sheree, Parvati, Sandra, Johnny Bananas, and we met Trishelle. Everybody was so cool. I think my favorites were actually Ekansu. She is so much fun. Like, oh my she's God. So she's nice.
So beautiful, and her accent is
She
everything.
Has, like, the best energy ever. I really loved meeting Bergie because he was so nice. He doesn't have a mean bone in his body. Like, you can tell he's just, like, the sweetest guy ever. I loved meeting Peter because I love The Bachelor. And Sheree was so fabulous. I mean, everybody was really cool. And everyone, just reminding you to go check out all my interviews. A couple of them are up on my page. And what's really cool is Parvati crashed Ekansu's interview. Was like, Parvati, come in. So the two of them got to have a moment where she was like explaining why she made her drink the chalice. So that was one of the coolest moments, I think, of the day, like content-wise, getting the two of them together in one video.
For sure. Yeah,
I'm excited to watch the interview with Sandra and Parvati when you post that, because I love Sandra. Sandra is the queen. You can have two queens in the Survivor world, I think. So you have to bow down to Parvati and Sandra, but you have to give credit to Sandra. She's the OG two-time winner. So I love Sandra.
Well, that's what they said. I was like, did we ever decide who the queen of Survivor is? I was like, logistically, it's Sandra, but like the fans are still 50-50. And they were like, we're all queens. We're both mothers. We're both icons. Like, they truly don't have a rivalry. And it's like cool to see them in a partnership this season because they're both so iconic on Survivor.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. That's what we got to do. We got to bring these women together. We got to lift them up, like not splitting them apart. I love that.
Yeah.
So with she us being such wonderful at the game of Traitor, going as a survivor, like if I ever get cast, right? Like, damn, I would have to think about that too, because I'm sure that the gamers are going to be having their game cut out for them.
Mm-hmm. So do we have any final thoughts? Do we have predictions for next week? I feel like a couple people are definitely going to be eliminated. Someone's going to get recruited. And it's going to get really intense, I think, at the round table between Parvati and Peter. So I think that's what I'm most excited about, to finally see them their confrontation. Because wasn't it so interesting how Peter tried to talk to Phaedra and Parvati this episode, and Phaedra like was leaving the room. She couldn't even fake it. Like, the tension was that high.
I love it.
That was a great moment. I love watching Phaedra just get up and leave. She was like, I can't do this. I got to go. And she just up and like got her ass out of the room and just left. And that was hilarious to watch. But I think if I were Phaedra or Parvati, I would probably banish someone like Trishelle. I think Trishelle is becoming more vocal with her thoughts surrounding Phaedra, at least. I think she's on to Phaedra's case, because at the last week's roundtable, Dan, you know, threw Phaedra under the bus. Trishelle's clocking that so quickly now.
Trishelle's on her last leg. I mean, she was crying this episode over the CT thing, and I asked you about that, Abby, and like I was going to say that I think she's breaking and she's ready to go. I think she's pushed her limits.
She's breaking and she's ready to go, but I'm going to give you guys a different perspective. Let me give you guys a different scenario. And if the alliance with Peter, the Peter Pals, right? That's the alliance works.
If the Peter Pals alliance works.
So I think that, I personally think that, unfortunately, I don't like to say that, and I don't like to see that. I think that Parvati is in her deathbed, like her other trainer friend, Freda. I keep on saying
Phaedra. Phaedra. Oh, that was so funny. She's like, I'm in the ICU. I don't know. Parvati, I feel like Parvati made a lot of ground this episode. I thought she was done. And then this episode, I felt like she really turned things around on Peter. They have the Leftovers Alliance. So my prediction is that Peter's pals start getting whittled off one at a time.
I think we'll see. I think that we might be surprised. I think that he might be able to pull it off because he's playing his game. I think that the faithfuls will come together, the faithfuls of the faithfuls, not the leftovers. I think they're going to be able to pull something off. I think that Phaedra. I think that Phaedra is kind of done with poverty, and I think she's just going to murder her behind her back.
I agree a little bit, but one thing that I will say that I think has helped Parvati's game is actually Sandra. Sandra unintentionally bringing together the Leftovers Alliance and creating this fold in these groups. If Parvati could just take a back seat a little bit and...
But that's not Parvati. She's Alpha.
It's not, but like, it's not, but for her, but for her to last, that's the only path forward that I think it's like for her to go forward.
But I don't think she'll be able to do that. I don't think she can.
I agree with you. I think Sandra helped her by like creating this alliance, but like a Parvati like is able to kind of just take a step back a little bit, then maybe we'll see it. But that's not her. We've never seen her do
that.
That's
not her. No, like she wants to burn that castle. Like, did you see her face on the last scene? I pay attention to detail. She's sitting back on the couch and she's devastated. I think that that's a clue that I don't think things are going to be going her way.
I was so shocked when Phaedra was calling her an ice princess.
And oh, saying, and they're making Parvati faces?
Parvati is so unfazed. One thing I learned about Parvati, I think, from meeting her and watching this season is that she's not sensitive. She is tough. She is in her own world. She's like, not like, she's independent. Like, she is just like, she's very unique and like, mysterious, you know, like the way she plays traders and she observes. She's a listener. She's insightful, analytical. Like, I felt like she's just evolved so much from the flirt that she once was.
Which is great. I love that. Yeah.
I like the line that Phaedra told to Parvati was, you need to be more lovable. And then Parvati just goes, okay.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
And she doesn't die, like, okay.
Yeah. I have another fun question because I think it's absolutely hilarious how there's an alliance called the Leftovers. So I was wondering if you guys can share one of your favorite alliances, whether it's from Survivor, Big Brother, Traitors, like something that you thought was funny. Like the Leftovers, Peter's pals, like, do you know what, you get it?
Yeah, the alliance, my favorite alliance, like
the name, like the Tres Amigos. I loved them. Cara Moen,
the Tres Amigos was great. God, which is Coven Alliance,
your alliance.
That's number one. Hello, I'm like thinking about which one is my favorite. Duh, the witches.
Black Widow Brigade.
That's the biggest one that comes to my mind, and one of my favorites. That one and the Black Widow Brigade.
Of course, that's a good epic one.
And Heroes versus Villains
forever.
And Heroes versus Villains. Sandra and Courtney called each other rice and beans. I'm pretty sure, and I think that was pretty funny. So.
Oh, I love Courtney too. I should have said her name. I would love to see Courtney.
I just thought of that too. Seeing Courtney on the Traitor season 3 would be amazing. And also another woman that I love to see on the show. Bring her out of retirement. Someone needs to find her and call her, but get Amanda Kimmel.
Yes, I love Amanda.
I love Amanda as well.
So if I disappears because my battery died, just FYI.
You're good. Okay. We're gonna wrap up in a few, but I think it would be interesting to do like another couple. Like, I like Larsa and Marcus, like, you know, maybe Robin Amber or like mother daughter, like a blood versus water. Not everybody, maybe the whole season, but I think that there
Lauren
could be some
Sierra?
Twists. Yeah, that would be really good.
Yeah.
That would be great. Lauren Sierra, I love both of them. I mean, and Sierra is definitely cutthroat. She voted her mom out.
So. I want to see Sierra.
I know, we love Sierra.
Yeah.
Ooh, I would love to see that too. That would be
so many people, guys. I know.
There's so many. So we won't find out for a while. I mean, we still have this whole season to look forward to. I cannot.
But I better be your guys' number one.
Oh yeah. We are rooting for
Of course.
We are definitely
we would for sure be rooting for you. Mm-hmm.
Are you dead to me? Yes or no?
Right? Are you dead?
I love it. Okay, any final thoughts?
Well, I think that you need to go out there, hydrate, and go and try and get all those roses in Central Park, honey.
I know. I'm going to a Broadway show tonight. I'm seeing Chicago in New York City. Oh, and I'm so excited because Ariana Maddox from Vanderpump is Roxy Hart. So I can't wait to see the show. I haven't been to a Broadway show in a long time. What are you guys doing this weekend? What are you doing, Abby?
I'm watching the Super Bowl. I'm watching Taylor Swift. Hello.
Yes.
My boyfriend's a huge sports fan, so we're having his Persian family over. I'm going to be having some Persian kebabs. Ooh. Oh, one final thought regarding to the Traders. Alan Cunningham, we have to talk about him. How fucking fabulous. I don't know if I can curse on your channel. Sorry.
We've already cursed. He's so good. He was on Watch What Happens Live, and I watched part of it, and he's so funny. I would love to see him host reunions, too. I don't know why he lets Andy do it. He'd be so good.
What if both of them let him do it?
No, Andy's so iconic at it.
Right. Both of them could host it. I feel like Alan needs a seat at the table after reunion for sure.
Alan needs to like get it. He's so funny. His outfits, he's so iconic.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah,
he is 100%. I think
who is going to win the Super Bowl?
Oh my gosh, you guys! You know Taylor Swift is winning the Super Bowl.
The Chiefs.
Hello.
I don't know. I think it's a toss-up. It's going to be a good game, so we'll see.
Okay.
How excited are you guys for her new album?
I'm so excited. I don't think Connor's a Swiftie.
I'm not a huge Swiftie, but I respect Taylor Swift, and I have gotten into her music more and more. And
I used to not be a Swiftie, and then I listened to Folklore, and I'm like, okay, Swiftie, you're making me want to like you. Okay,
That was me for Midnights. I think
then she comes with the Tortured Poets Department. Are you fucking writing an album for me? Like, literally, I feel like a tortured survivor department right here. So.
I'm rooting for the Chiefs because of Taylor.
Of course. I am rooting. And I cannot root for the 49ers, being a Rams fan in LA. And my boyfriend would abandon me if I did root for the 49ers. The true Rams fans in LA, they despise the 49ers.
They do. So
let's go Chiefs. Let's go Tay-Tay.
I have to root for the Chiefs as well. I'm from the Midwest. Mm. And even living in LA, we can't root for the 49ers. You know, we the Chiefs. So I'm all on board with that too.
And Usher's performing.
There you go. Yeah.
Usher.
Usher. Yes.
Well,
I swear, I'm not going to have my shirt like Usher. That wouldn't be kosher.
Thank you guys so much for joining me today. Thank you, Connor. Shout out Abby Maria. I have your Instagram down below. Everybody go follow Abby. Please tweet for Abby, hashtag traitors. We need to get her on next season. I appreciate your perspective. Connor. Yes. Connor, you're going on a trip, so you'll be gone next week. Where are you going?
I will be gone next week. I'm going to Cartagena, Colombia for...
Oh, my God!
Yes! I know. I'm so excited. My first time going to South America.
And you gotta see Griselda.
I haven't yet, but I might need to watch them before I go.
You gotta channel your Sofia Vergara. Griselda Blanco.
Okay, that's on my to-do list. Watch Griselda before I go. And I'm just super excited. So I won't be here next week, but I will be watching The Traitors, and I will be bringing all of my comments for the next time we speak. So
okay. I cannot wait. So much will happen by then.
Yes, I know.
Wait, oh you guys, it's already 11 a.m. I was supposed to do this for 30 minutes. I gotta go.
Okay, bye, Abby. Go. Yeah, Abby, get out of here. Abby. See ya. Thank you all so much for listening and watching. We appreciate all of you. Like, comment, and subscribe. And we will see you in the next one. I mean,
bye.
Bye.
See ya.
I'm so tired.